This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Whatever is on your mind. We also have the Discord call-in lines that there are four of them, and they currently are all available over at discord.lrn.fm. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, yesterday we missed the big story. It's not that we didn't bring it in to discuss. We just never got to it because, well, we were taking calls for a large portion of the evening. The big news is that Jeff Sessions resigned. I know that a lot of the news wound up saying he was fired. And, you know, when you get into the nitty-gritty, it was one of those things of, Jeff, you've got two options. You either quit or we're going to fire you.
Yeah, that kind of a quit.
You can't fire me. I quit. Now, there have been questions about, well, who's the new guy? Who's this guy that's going to wind up replacing it?
Forrest Whitaker.
No, Matthew Whitaker.
Ah, I knew it was one of the Whitakers.
They're not even, they don't even look at all alike. I don't think that they're brothers. They might be. But story from the Daily Beast says that Matthew Whitaker, who is the new boss of Mueller, the independent counsel, that's supposedly investigating Russia.
I'm sorry. Every time you say Mueller, I want to go Mueller. Mueller.
I want to do the same thing.
I know. Okay. It's not just me then. Okay.
So Whitaker says there was no collusion with Russia. Now, one of the things that irritated Donald Trump, and I will get into this article here in just a second, but one of the things that irritated Donald Trump was that Jeff Sessions recused himself from that investigation because Jeff Sessions happened to have had a meeting with some Russian ambassador.
Details.
So, Daily Beast article says a year and a half before he took responsibility for overseeing the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election, Matthew Whitaker, now the acting attorney general, had already reached a conclusion. In an interview on the Wilco Majority Show, Whitaker said, "The truth is, there was no collusion with the Russians in the Trump campaign. There was interference by the Russians into the election, but there was no collusion with the campaign. That's where the left seems to be combining these two issues." He added, "The last thing they want right now is for the truth to come out, and for that fact that there's not a single piece of evidence that demonstrates that the Trump campaign had any illegal or any improper relationship with the Russians. It's that simple."
Was this a quote as of like today or recently?
This was a quote a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay, okay. So this is his opinion, the sitting, acting, not vetted by the Senate, like the Constitution says to do, head of Department of Justice, which is also an issue here. In that before anyone takes control of a cabinet position, that's why we have a Senate confirmation process.
Oh, right, but see, he's only acting. He's not being appointed to the position, and so therefore no confirmation needed because he's not actually the attorney general.
I hear you, and I hear the Trump administration saying the same thing, but I'm reading a lot by, I would say, the left, the right, and even one prominent libertarian former judge who begged to differ with that, that the Constitution is pretty clear on that, that if you're going to have somebody in charge of something, there is nothing in the Constitution about acting. If you're going to be,
right,
if you're
going to
be the guy in charge,
hold on, let me
Senate confirms.
When's the last time the federal government followed this Constitution thing that you're talking about?
Oh, I know that. I just like to bring it up and point out that they rarely follow it. But this is one of those cases where it's kind of blatant. And
right, but see, there's a Supreme Court that gets to determine whether or not they violated the rules.
Yes.
Right? So, something along those lines.
Thank you.
We've had an internal investigation and determined that we have done nothing wrong.
It is. And thank you, Madison.
God, why? Marbury versus Madison.
Marbury versus Madison for that. So if anybody's wondering why Supreme Courts judge whether rules or laws are constitutional or not, you need to Google Marbury v. Madison, and that will explain to you the logic of how the federal government gave itself, the Supreme Court gave itself basically power over the rest of the federal government.
I guess, ironically enough, Marbury versus Madison had to do with some kind of presidential appointment to something.
Right.
So it all sort of like loops around full circle here.
Welcome back. Just like welcome back, Cotter. Go ahead.
So continuing on, again, Whitaker made this statement a year and a half ago saying that there was no collusion with Russia, there's no evidence, blah, da, 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 da. Daily Beast says what Whitaker was basing his declaration on is, however, unclear. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the matter was just 3 months old at the time, and it has, and remains, a lockbox when it comes to its findings. But Whitaker no longer is merely just offering his analysis on the matter. On Wednesday, he became the top law enforcement officer in the country and, with it, was given effective control of the Mueller probe. His critics, and there are many, fear he will use his leverage to either curtail or fully end the investigation. And they've pointed to comments, like the one made on the Wilco Majority Show, as evidence that he not only brings a clear bias to the post, but has predetermined the outcome of the investigation he is now in charge of. There are numerous other comments as well. Less than 2 years ago, Whitaker was a former federal prosecutor and twice-failed political candidate in charge of a small conservative government watchdog group with only a handful of employees. But for conservative media audiences, he's quite familiar. Over the past 3 years, he's used his position as the executive director of Conservative Government Watchdog Group Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, or FACT, as an opportunity to become the right-leaning political pundit, penning opinion pieces in USA Today and the Washington Examiner, and appearing regularly across conservative talk radio shows and cable news. The majority of Whitaker's media performances, or media appearances, rather, focused on
either
the promotion
one
of one argument. Here's the argument. Liberals in government are working to undermine Americans in a variety of troubling and unproven ways. But aren't the conservatives really doing the same thing, only they're guising their undermining as promoting America or something?
Or something, yeah. But that's...
We need tariffs and a wall and all of these other things that the horrible governments from, you know, like the 1980s that we were fighting against during the Cold War. We need to emulate Russia to prevent from becoming Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I know I wasn't very old when Ronald Reagan was, you know, ending his presidency, but I do clearly remember he said something along the lines of, and I think I have this quote exactly, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?" Wasn't that the statement?
I always thought it was tear down that wall, but I could be wrong.
This wall, that wall. You know, okay. Everybody knew what wall he was talking about.
Right.
He was clearly talking about the Berlin Wall. Tear this thing down.
Right.
It is preventing the free flow of human migration.
Yes.
But now we have Republicans, supposedly conservatives, that are holding signs saying, "Build the wall." Which is it, tear down the wall or build the wall?
That's a good question. It depends on your era. And there was that era back then, but it was mostly Democrats leading the charge to tighten the restrictions on immigration, particularly from Mexico. That was a big deal. And, you know, I'm old enough. I was around then, and I remember that stuff. And It's times change and the political winds, they change, and they're going to change.
Conservative no longer means conservative. It means we're not liberal, and liberal just means we're not conservative.
Right.
And the only thing with a solid foundation, I think, is libertarianism. Well, maybe communism.
I was going to say.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And Jackie, thank you for joining in. We'll get back into this story about Matthew Whitaker, the new acting attorney general. He could also be the attacking attorney general.
Right.
Matthew, we don't really know a lot about this guy.
We know he's not Forrest.
Yes.
We've been clear on that, right?
Not Forrest Whitaker.
Not Forrest Whitaker.
Yes.
So if anybody tells you that Forrest Whitaker is now the acting attorney general,
with that Forrest Whitaker eye.
That's fake news.
Yes.
That's fake news.
But first, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They bring you the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. So jumping back into the article here about the Daily Beast, about who is this Matthew Whitaker guy? Apparently, a couple of years ago, like 3 months into the Mueller investigation into whether or not there was collusion with Russia between the Trump administration or the Trump campaign and the Russian government, he said, "Yeah, there's no evidence." Well, he wasn't part of the investigation team. He just basically, you know, was being a partisan mouthpiece, right? No evidence. Daily Beast article says before joining the DOJ, Whitaker was one of the biggest critics of Mueller's probes, dubbing it political and criticizing its mere existence in numerous media appearances. During interviews with right-wing radio hosts over the last 2 years, Whitaker admonished Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein for appointing Mueller last year, characterizing the probe as a drain on department resources, and suggesting the special counsel's allies were leaking information designed to make him look productive and on top of things.
What, Rod Rosenstein, that rings a bell. What is his position again?
Deputy Attorney General.
Deputy Attorney General. So, like, if the Attorney General were to quit, let's just call that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you know, in this example.
Yes.
If he were to quit, then who exactly would be the Attorney General?
Rosenstein, but because, you know,
I think
reasons.
He was vetted by the Senate, too.
Yeah, going back to, they've got rules in place, but they never follow their rules, Chris.
I know, Daryl.
Except for when it benefits them to follow them.
I know, but I do like to point this stuff out, that Rod Rosenstein was vetted, whether Trump likes the guy or not, and I don't think he does like Rod Rosenstein.
I don't think Trump likes anybody other than Donald Trump.
Donald Trump loves people who love Donald Trump. I mean, he really does. And if they show him respect, he loves them. They're great. If they are nice to him, he loves them. They're great.
And by respect here, you mean
they treat him
like he's the authority and the greatest thing ever, not they treat him with basic human decency.
Correct. So that's my own, you know, armchair psychological profile of our president.
Whitaker expressed sympathy for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pled guilty as part of Mueller's investigation. And in one interview last year, Whitaker said that, quote, the real Russian ties were with Hillary Clinton. Prior to becoming a legal pundit, Whitaker worked as a U.S. attorney in the George W. Bush administration. After that, he ran a series of businesses and an unsuccessful primary bid in 2014 for the Iowa Senate. Whitaker was also on the advisory board of a patent company that ripped off its customers for millions of dollars. When he became the head of FACT in 2014, his media presence truly began to grow. He used to post to rack up countless... Or rather, he used that post to rack up countless talk radio hits across the country, attacking Democrats. But while FACT built itself as a nonpartisan watchdog, it served as a way to launder partisan opposition research to the public. In 2016, according to public records, Whitaker helmed the group. The company paid $180,000 that year to America Rising LLC, an opposition research firm closely aligned with the Republican Party.
No.
In press releases reviewed by the Daily Beast, America Rising touted FACT as a nonpartisan government watchdog and highlighted Whitaker's political commentary criticizing Democrats. A person familiar with the FACT America Rising arrangement told the Daily Beast that on some occasions, America Rising's opposition research would share material targeting Democratic candidates with FACT. FACT would then file ethics complaints based on that research and publicly denounce the Democrat in question. America Rising subsequently would promote FACT's denunciation to reporters as evidence that the Democrats in question were facing nonpartisan criticism.
Oh, so this is just typical Republican dirty tricks and yes. Not anything that the Democrats have ever done.
No, the Democrats do it. They just use different groups.
Exactly. So here's a case where, this story comes out and it's, painting this big, horrible conspiracy, and the Democrats will sit back and go, see, I told you that's what the Republicans were doing.
Yeah.
But, hey, hate to break it to you, you guys do it too.
Yeah. So a little bit more from this article. Says he spent most of his interviews arguing that Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted and that the FBI was providing political cover to the former Secretary of State for not releasing probably very damaging emails. Now, I seem to remember during the election, Donald Trump, or prior to the election during the campaign, Donald Trump saying that Hillary was going to prison.
Yes, repeatedly.
Didn't he say
that? He said it in a debate. So he said it to her face.
Yeah, he said lots of things.
He did.
He never actually followed through on.
Lots of words.
The best words.
Great words.
They were some of the biggest words.
Big words.
And the biggest word in that statement was biggest. Whitaker also criticized Hillary's political positions, calling her 2016 campaign platform a, quote, grab bag of failed and regurgitated liberal policies, and lamented that since she fell out of the public eye, it has not been as much fun to conduct investigations on politicians.
I would say that if the goal of the writer from the Daily Beast was to portray him in a fair light and not put a liberal spin on it, they have not really done that. This seems like pretty much just a piece to lay it out there. This guy is as evil as Jeff Sessions. I guess that's the goal, right?
Probably.
Daily Beast is a relatively left-wing
publication. But also to point out that, hey, this guy that's supposedly the top law enforcement officer in the country and overseeing the Mueller investigation has already determined that the Mueller investigation is a waste of time and they're not going to find anything.
And then found a bunch of radio stations that would put him on and TV shows and talk shows and repeated that over and over and over for years. So he does not look like the most neutral party here. One would think he may consider recusing himself.
Oh, like Jeff Sessions did. But
why not?
That annoyed Donald Trump and called Trump to ask Sessions to resign.
See where I'm going with that?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night
at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-3, 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us. Or there's also the Discord. You can go over there and chat with other users. A couple of hosts are in there on regular occasions. Discord.lrn.fm. And there's also some call-in lines on the Discord. Now, you do need to have the full app. You can't use, you know, like the embedded thing in the browser.
Yep.
Has to be the full app either on your computer or your cell phone to be able to make the telephone calls. And if you're doing that, use headphones because we don't want echoes.
And also, when you do use the call-in lines, be sure to change your nickname to Leroy Jenkins, so we know it's a real call.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what works for me.
And speaking of calls, let's go to the phones. We've got Brian calling in from Las Vegas. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Jackie, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for answering my call. The Brian Sovereign podcast, Sovereign Tech.
Former Free Talk Live co-host Brian Sovereign has his own tech podcast.
Yeah, and he didn't release one this week, and he's been pretty consistent over the years. I don't think he's ever missed one. So I was wondering if you heard anything. Did something happen to him? Hello. Wow. Can't hear you.
We're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Am I on?
You are.
You are on, Sarah. Go ahead with your thought.
Awfully early for you tonight, too, Sarah.
What happened to the other guy? I don't know. There was a big silence, so I'm on. Okay.
Yes, you are on the radio.
You are.
Okay. So you know something? I was wondering, since the Democrats are the majority now in the House of Representatives, I'm wondering, I'm convinced that they are in support of the universal basic income. Because
a lot of them have come out in favor of a universal basic income. I don't know if all of them are.
There's a wing within the Democratic Party, the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, and they're very much in support of it. But you have to keep in mind that mainstream Democrats are still pretty much corporate shills like other politics.
They're mainstream Democrats, not that different from mainstream Republicans if you subtract an issue or two.
So, Sarah, I think you're thinking specifically of the DSA. I don't know if any of their members were elected to the U.S. House. I know they do have people in state legislatures.
New York,
the economics professor.
I don't know if they got anybody, but she was. We already knew she was winning after she won her primary. But I don't know if they got anybody else new in. It's almost like they're running a third party within a party.
Well, you know, it's the thing that when I'm on SSI, disability, but the Democrats as a whole, they're known to, like, take care of people that need help. So, SSI, disability, they're kind of in the same bag as the universal basic income. The thing is that with the universal, there's nothing wrong with you. If you can't work, there's no job. The robots took all your driving jobs. They took your check cashing job. They took your, the burger flipping job. They're going to be all automated. So it's a matter of, taking care of people.
People who just don't want to work anymore.
Or don't have paying work. There's plenty of things that people who do not have paying jobs do.
Oh, I understand. But there are also plenty of jobs. There are still jobs available.
I wonder if the Democrats could, like, push this and, make an example, like, have an exemplatory, started it. Ireland, a lot of the European, other places are already doing this, I was told.
Well, they're talking about it, and they've been running pilot programs and things like that.
And there was one of the Scandinavian countries that ended their pilot program.
It did not work out the way they had hoped it would, so they have ended it. And what the Democrats can do in the House of Representatives, they control the purse strings, is they can budget money for and put together a bill to say we want to enable a program of universal basic income. They can pass it on to the Senate, where I suspect the Republicans will sharply smack it down and say we're not
signing
this. You're
assuming that the Republicans would even have committee hearings or bring up a floor vote on it.
Right. I think it's kind of a non-starter. And that's not to say that your point of view doesn't have merit to you, but it's just saying that that's the reality of Washington today. There's going to be gridlock. There's going to be things that the House wants to do that the Senate refuses to do. And I welcome that. Gridlock's one of my favorite things in the whole world. I love it when Washington just can't get anything done.
But the thing is, they're not going to not do anything. They're going to
wind up
passing a lot of quote-unquote bipartisan legislation.
Right, right.
Where,
it'll be bad for
Democrats,
us anyway.
Democrats, you want this. Republicans, you want this. Let's smack it all together into one big giant bill, and they'll pass one bill.
It will be an omnibus.
They'll pass one bill that'll be like $5 bazillion worth of spending,
right.
And it's going to have every little pet project that everybody wants, and nothing else gets done.
And more money for the military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already said pet projects for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're... Go ahead.
I just want to mention that, you know, I really believe that this the basic income is going to help reduce crime. You know, the argument the last time was that you're saying that if people have no work, they're just going to go and commit more crime. No, but you know what? It's the starving, the homeless, the starving, the desperate people that go out and commit crimes.
I know. I've seen that. Who was the actress? I've seen some real starving actresses that keep getting, you know, popped for shoplifting and things like that in Beverly Hills. Who am I thinking of? Winona?
Oh, she was in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, her.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Beetlejuice.
Thank you.
She was in
Beetlejuice. Don't say it three times, Daryl.
I don't know. Has she been in the news for that recently? That was certainly a thing like 20 years ago.
I'm not just picking on Winona Ryder. I'm painting every starlet as a potential shoplifter.
And Sarah, thank you for the call.
Why we don't let them in our shop.
Pulled up a post from the DSA with their statement on the 2018 election. They list two DSA members as being elected to Congress. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York and Rashida Tlaib in Michigan.
Is that the first black woman who was elected to Congress?
She would not be the first black woman. There were black women elected.
No, there was
previously.
Something else happened in this election regarding the House.
Two Muslim women and two Native American women.
I knew that.
That were elected. Pulling up the wiki article on Rashida Tlaib, elected for Michigan's 13th district, and I'm not sure what her ethnicity is or, you know, if there's anything interesting about her other than she is a socialist. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Jackie.
And Chris.
And we'll get to the phones in just a second, but want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. It's something that libertarians have wanted for a long time. That's a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And if you use code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. Let's head back to the phones where we've got Bob calling in from Missouri. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Here's a couple of thoughts. First one is I want to talk about the marijuana thing.
Okay.
Now,
what specific marijuana thing?
Everybody wants to get the marijuana passed. We want to legalize marijuana. Yes or no?
Me? Asking
anybody? The
yes.
Country.
I do.
Politicians. Okay, y'all want.
Some of them want. Some of them want
marijuana.
To. Some of them don't. Jeff Sessions doesn't want it legalized.
Right.
I don't either. And let me tell you. Let me tell you a couple thoughts. I want people to ponder on this because this is really critical. Now, our government went after the smoking industry, correct?
No.
We didn't. We quit smoking. We quit making people smoke in public places.
No, the politicians still make tons of money off of tobacco companies.
Okay, but
that's not really going after them. They've allowed them. If they will continue to pay, they will continue to be in existence. Now, they reached some compromises. They said, look, guys, you can't keep doing what you're doing. You can't have Joe Camel out there. But if you do that, then we'll lay off you for a few years.
Okay, but we're allowing pot to be out there, right?
No more than we're allowing alcohol or tobacco.
Public consumption of cannabis is still illegal in the states that have legalized.
Right.
I'm using air quotes there.
Right.
Done is they've taxed and regulated it.
Right. But you can go to Colorado, where it's perfectly legal under Colorado state law, and you can get arrested by a federal agent and charged with a federal crime.
You could still get arrested by local police, or at least given a ticket by local police for consuming in public.
Right.
Is that your concern, Bob? Is just secondhand smoke from it, or what?
Concern is, see, I own a business, so right. Now I've got people who come to my place. Now my current employees do not smoke pot, at least not at work, as far as I know.
Okay.
But I got a business. Now we've got mothers against drunk drivers, right?
Right.
So now we want to legalize marijuana and make it this even worse. We want to make this worse. We've already got drunk drivers driving around. Now we're going to have people who are high driving around.
No, the difference is stoned people know that they're not in a situation to drive, so they sit on the couch.
Yeah, and another thing is you're assuming that these numbers are going to spike, like all of a sudden, because people 21 or over in every state that it's been passed, I think, full legalization of any of them done 18 and older.
I don't believe so.
I hate to break it to you, Bob, but every day you get on the road with a bunch of stoned people, and you get on the road with a bunch of drunk people, and you get on the road with people on heroin.
And all kinds of prescription medicines that weren't prescribed to them.
Right.
Things that were prescribed to them where one of the side effects is drowsiness, but, oh, I can make it home in 30 minutes before it kicks in.
Right.
And then they get stuck in a traffic jam, and it's an hour later.
Right.
Well, the government's basically telling you, hey, this is all okay. Hey, let's throw some pot out there.
Just because they're not arresting people for something doesn't mean that it's okay.
Right. And I suspect what you'll see and what you do see in almost every state that's done full legalization is a hard scrutiny of their existing driving while intoxicated laws, where they usually tighten them up. So
what are we doing to our lungs with pot? What does pot do to our lungs?
It depends on how you ingest it.
I ingest edibles.
Right. If you eat a gummy bear, I don't think it does anything to your lungs.
Bob, what it is it's harm reduction. So while it is true that there will be more people smoking weed or consuming in other ways.
Will there be?
Yes, there has been in the states that have legalized it. Consumption does go up and traffic accidents involving marijuana do go up. But what goes down is all the people shooting each other over the drug war. What goes down is throwing people into prison for possession of marijuana and the violence that happens there and the violence that happens when they come out of prison and they can't get a job because of their felony. So overall, while there will be a specific increase in one or two types of social problems, there's a significant decrease in so many other social problems that legalization ends up being a net gain for society.
And not to mention all of the money that is saved by not putting people behind a jail cell or in a prison cell for years at, what, the last time I looked, about $60,000, $70,000 a year to house an inmate.
But are you okay, Bob, with all the money that currently flows to South American drug cartels?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you would rather
fight
it.
First, I'm against our country giving all this money to other countries when we should be educating our own people here.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Billions and billions of dollars
for
these countries. What the hell are we doing? What the hell are we giving this to countries for?
I think foreign aid is
actually. I'm thinking hearing about, you know, interest and all this bull poop. Come on.
Foreign aid is about 1%. Huh? Foreign aid is, I think, about 1% of the federal budget.
My biggest concern is it never actually goes to who we think we're helping. I mean, in Washington, they know who they're helping. They're helping the dictator who happens to be in charge, or they're helping the military, but they're never. You know, we talk about humanitarian aid and things like that stuff. That never makes it to the people who need it.
Also, Bob, it's not as big as you think it is. I just double-checked. It's 0.7%. So that means out of every $100 that the federal government spends, they're only spending 70 cents on foreign aid, less than a dollar out of 100.
I'm still good with I'm with Bob on this one.
Yeah, you could still eliminate it, but it's not going to do anything significant to taxes.
Wouldn't you rather educate our own kids?
I would. I'd rather take that money and put it in the form of some sort of tax credit for parents who were forced to pay for an education system while they homeschool.
Yeah, just 70 cents out of every $100 that they currently spend isn't going to buy you a whole lot of whatever it is you want to buy.
Bob, but it buys you something.
I was going to say, you don't think so? I mean, you don't think we can get some of these kids educated instead of going to jail? We can get them out and start putting education to them?
I don't think the federal government should be involved in education at all.
Well,
so,
I don't think
the
premise
here, got to drop that. Call was going good.
It was.
You know, I know some people think that I don't like having the calls where callers disagree, but when it's a good call.
It's a good call.
But unfortunately, certain words can't be said on broadcast radio.
Right. George Carlin said something about that a long time ago.
Yeah, and please don't repeat the
bit there. Never. I would never.
But, you know, he kind of does bring up a point of, yeah, the federal government spends a bunch of money that it shouldn't be spending. But mm-hmm. That's a completely separate issue than whether or not people should be thrown in jail for possessing a plant.
It was a multifaceted call, to say the least. He touched on a whole bunch of topics in rapid-fire succession.
Yes. Yeah. As Cat Williams says, weed's not a drug. Drugs, you got to do stuff, too. You got to put it in a pot. You stir it. You cook it. You add baking soda. I don't know the whole recipe. I just know you got to do stuff to it. Weed is a plant that grows.
Right.
Yeah. And if you happen to light it on fire, there are some side effects. Sleepy, happy, hungry.
And if you want to learn how to do drugs or make drugs, then you watch Breaking Bad.
Yes.
You'll find out exactly how not to make meth.
Yeah, you've got to go find the guy that owns the chicken restaurant.
Right.
And
you need to teach school for a few years.
Open up a car wash.
Yeah, open a car wash.
You know, cash businesses.
I miss the Loom Panics catalog because they would sell you books that actually told you how to make all that stuff.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah, that's not a catalog that I'm familiar with, but I have heard you mention a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, tell us what I was talking about. Yeah.
Cool.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. And coming up, since we have been sort of on the topic of criminal justice, there was actually a pretty big victory in Louisiana on Tuesday. We'll tell you about that, and I'm guessing you've also heard that felons got voting rights back in Florida.
That was also nice.
We could probably touch on that. And again, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.